Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries and Life Support Outreach Church. I'm so grateful today for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast, giving reverence to God who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I want to thank God for allowing us, and I'm grateful this afternoon. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to have our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen.
Every time I'm out.
The reading will be coming from Psalms 29. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the water. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Siron like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf and discovereth the forest. And in the temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. Lord, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give it strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I have just read you Psalm 29 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory, and just asking you right now, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, I ask you today to bind the strong man from our lives. I ask you to bind the strong man from our radio broadcast on today, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just come now, Lord, just asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and preach to your people, to minister to us on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to just bless our service on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We'll be careful today to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity today to be on our radio broadcast on today. We just had our devotion service. We're going to just going to our testimony service, part of the service. God is so good, and you know I can testify all day. God has been just good to me, and I thank and praise him on today. I give God all of the praise and all of the glory today. He's been mighty good, and you know, some people don't think anything of little bitty things that God do. They don't even call them miracles. But when God do anything for me, I always call it a miracle. I always just let God know that I appreciate what he does for me. God don't even have to wake you up in the morning. God don't have to do anything for us. He don't have to. So we ought to give him praise every chance we get. I just, you know, I praise him all the time. But any opportunity I get to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. I just try to thank him even when I'm walking through the house. I thank God for letting me pick up one foot and put down the other, because God don't let you have to walk. He don't let you have to breathe or talk. We breathe in his air, whatever it is, everything. The earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. The silver and gold belong all to God. So everything we do, everything we have, all belong to him. And everything we do is because of him. We live, move, and have our being in God. And I thank him for allowing me to move. I thank God for waking me up. I thank him for starting me on my way. I thank him for giving me a mind to pray. I thank God today for all that he does for me. I just thank and praise God today for my family. I thank God today for my husband. I just thank God today. God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's a good God, and I give him praise on today. That's my testimony. I just thank and praise God for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind with a portion of my health and with all of my health and strength in the name of Jesus, with a mind to pray, with a mind that stayed on him. I thank God for that. I thank God on today. So do we have any more testimonies? Amen. God is good. We're going to get ready to have another song. In just one second. We thank and praise God on today. I do.
Waxing or sagging is the number one skincare.
Yeah, I thank and praise God on today. He is a mighty good God.
Oh, sure.
on a sparrow, and we know that he watches over us. Amen. I'm going to get ready to go into the word of God. We're going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about today. It's coming from the book of James, the third chapter. Verses 13 through 18, the book of James. The third chapter, from 13 to 18. And it says, who is a wise man and induced with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Don't get it twisted. Wait a minute. Did I read the right verses? Yes. Y'all know I'm going. The tongue can reveal genuine faith. It can give a testimony for God. It can speak wisdom if we allow it to. If we allow the tongue to speak faith and wisdom. But if we have bitter envy and strife in our heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Strife and bitterness are certainly not the fruit of faith, but the tongue, this little thing in our mouth, can stir up that kind of thing. James is making a contrast between the tongue of the foolish believer and the tongue of the wise believer. In fact, an uncontrolled tongue raises the questions in the mind of others whether a man is a child of God or not. You cannot make me believe that a genuine believer can curse 6 days a week, and then he cannot tell dirty jokes and then teach a Sunday school class telling them about the love of Jesus. That tongue which you have can do either one. But if it does both, it is which that which stir up strife. You can't serve but one master. And I know we got to get there. And I know we human. But we can't keep doing both. We got to do one or the other. We are told here that lie not against the truth. That's in the 14th verse. A lying tongue is one that denies the Lord during the week by his conversation. Because if we're going to curse all during the week, listening to us, he's watching us. Every deed, every word that come out your mouth is being recorded. Every deed you do is being recorded. We being recorded. Verse 15 says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish, and devilish. James makes it very clear that strife and envy do not originate with God. It comes from on this earth. It don't come from God. They do not come from him at all. It is the earthly, sensual, and devilish. Knowledge is proud that she has learned so much knowledge. Wisdom is humble that she know more. See, we have sometimes this proud thing. And it's okay. Knowledge is proud that she's learned. She can learn knowledge. But wisdom is humble that she knows more than knowledge because she humbled herself. In verse 16, it says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Every evil work. An uncontrolled tongue produces envy and strife, which leads to confusion in every evil work. Scriptures make it very clear that God is not the author of confusion. We know that. The confusion we find in the world today is a confusion brought about by the work of the devil using that little thing, the tongue, which causes so much trouble. That tongue causes all kind of trouble. This verse will tie in very closely with what Jesus, I mean, what James was saying, has to say in the next chapter. And we're not going to get into that, but we're going to go there soon. But it's going to tie into it. 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Wisdom is pure. Being peaceable, being gentle, and easy to be entreated. Wisdom is full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The wisdom that is from above is first pure. Because God give us divine wisdom and divine knowledge. That is, it is not mingled or mixed. It's undiluted. It's the original thing. That's why we can't get this thing twisted. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Because believe me, you can't cuss all week and think you're going to do something for God. You can't do it. You can't look at porn and think you're going to do something for God. Look at it all week. You can't do it. God wants us to be holy. God wants us to live holy. Delilah, I'm talking. It is the wisdom which comes down from God. And James clearly identifies it is. It is being peaceful. It's gentle and easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Things that can cause division and strife. It matters not which church it is in. It is not of the Lord. I don't care where it is. It's not of God.
I'm going to keep me in prayer.
I'm sitting in the dark. But that's all right. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. You can boast a fundamentum, but if you are causing strife, you are under false colors. You're under falsehood. We can't cause strife and think we're under God and think we this, we that. No, we're not. No. We can't do that. And when you find yourself doing anything close to that, just start praying within it. Because God can hear your heart. Whatever you do, God can hear you. Verse 18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. These are the fruit of faith. There must be righteousness before there can be peace. And this thing should reach the White House, the Washington. Because there won't be no peace until he gets some righteousness in his heart. He can all hold the Bible up, but God say, they never knew me, that worker of iniquity. He don't know it. So he can hold the Bible up all he wants to. We have to know that life on earth would not be worth nothing if every time we get a little irritated, we get upset and we want to do something else. But what I'm saying is, like me, like myself, every time I get a pain in my heart, I want to go give up, and I don't have no faith. I got to be in that word. I got to be a rebel for God. I got to be a soldier against the things that irritate me. If you don't get a little irritated and let God heal you or stop it from doing what it's doing, you'll never know. Because every time something happens, you want to give up. We don't have that faith. We got to have faith. We got to have faith. Over in Hebrews chapter 11, it's the faith chapter. It says, no faith is the substance of things, evidence of things not seen. We got to have faith enough to keep our tongue. We got to say what it's supposed to say. We got to have that much faith. We got to speak truth. And you're not going to get faith. You're not going to get wisdom. You're not going to get peace unless you got the righteousness. You're not going to get none of that. You got to have righteousness. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. If we see it, what we hoping for? We hope for things that we don't see. We hope for that. And we have faith. We put faith in there so it can come on. We can speak it because we got that much faith to control our tongue. Next time, this not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm going to control this tongue because that tongue can be bitter. We can say things and it hurts so bad. People always say words don't hurt, words hurt. We can do things that hurt so bad, but we have to know that God is listening to everything that come out our mouth, and he want us to live in righteousness, in peace, with faith, by faith. We have to live by faith. We got to live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith. When I tell you everything we do, I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care. All I know is we got to have faith with it. We got to have faith. If you don't have no faith, you don't please God. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to please God. We're trying to please God. Over in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, first to the Jew, first, and to the Greek, and to the Gentile. God wants us to have faith. He wants us to, this is all he's talking about. You can move mountains. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. You can make things happen. All you got to do is have faith. All you got to do is have faith. I thank God today that he didn't taught me. All I got to do is have faith. I can speak what I want and have faith. See, faith is seeing light.
with your heart when your eyes see darkness. That's faith. You can see light with your heart when your eyes looking at something dark. Faith is all about believing. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you know it will happen. Let your faith be bigger than your fear, because some of us scared to have a lot of things. But if you got enough faith, it'll overpower fear. Faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole step. Just take it. Just make it that step. Just have enough faith to step out and see what God's going to do. Faith can move mountains when you don't doubt, and can create them. That's what faith do. We have to have faith. Because if we don't, it will not please God. So we got to have faith to know that we can control our tongue. It's hard, but we can control what we do and say what we want to. Because like I say, we can't cuss out night and get up the next morning and teach Sunday school. We can't do this all night and get in the choir stand and sing like an angel. We have to have faith enough to know and believe and trust God that he can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Now, when he sent his son to the cross to die for us, I know Jesus had faith that his father was going to raise him up on the third day, took him to the cross, and they hung him high, and they stretched him wide. They nailed nails in his hands and nails in his feet. They pierced him in the side. They spit in his face. They whooped him all night long. They beat him with 32 stripes for every disease. But he had faith. He went right on him, and he locked his head in the locks of his shoulder. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder. But, honey, early on the third day morning, Jesus got up out of the grave with all power in his hand, power to love, power to have faith, power of righteousness, power to control his tongue. Jesus had faith enough to know that his father had faith to pull him up, get him out of that grave. And when they went looking for him, it was an empty tomb. I tell you today, Jesus had faith, and we got to have faith. We got to have enough faith to control everything about us, control our tongue, so God can have peace, so we can have peace of all righteousness. We can't have no peace if we don't have faith. We can't have nothing. But I thank God today that he sent Jesus to die for us, for every sin that all of our hang-ups. Jesus died for us on the cross, and I thank him today. I give God praise today. I give the Father praise for sending his only begotten Son to die for me and die for you on today. In the name of Jesus, thank God on today. We got to get ready to pray. God is a good God. God is a good God. Just remember, you can't serve but one master. You can't, and we all human, because I didn't cuss half of my life. I know I didn't cuss. I'm not one a big cusser, but I did say cuss words. And I repent and ask God to forgive me. Every now and then, some slip out now. But I know to repent, and God to forgive me. In the name of Jesus, God can change your talk. God can change your walk. Don't tell me what God can't do. He can do it for us. All we got to do is ask him. All we got to do is depend on him. I know what God can do. He did it for me. He's not a respected person. He can do it for you. All we got to do is humble ourselves in the face of Jesus, and he'll do it for us. He will do it in the name of Jesus. So I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him on today. God is so good. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus. God is good, good, good. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we come again. In the name of Jesus. We come humbly before your throne of grace. Asking you today to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come on today asking you to search our hearts today, search our mind, our spirit, in the name of Jesus. Search us, Lord. I ask you right now, anything in there that's not like you, Lord, remove it right now, in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, and a sound mind on today. Father, we come bowing down before your throne, Lord, somewhere around the throne, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to have mercy, Lord, have mercy on us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them, Lord, and keep each one of them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for them, Lord. I pray for their family right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Touch right now, Lord. I'm asking you now to cover them, Lord, when they go out and when they come in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now that you've already blessed them. Don't let not one meal barrel run dry, Lord. Don't let the refrigerator get empty, Lord. Keep a roof over their head, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now. I thank you for doing it, Lord. You say if I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would do it for me. If I'm in you and your word in me, you say if I ask anything, you would do it for me, Lord. I'm asking you today to bless right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just cover us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Just wash us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Heal us, Lord. Heal our bodies today. Heal us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heal us, Lord. You're the doctor. Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to heal today. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Jehovah Rapha. You are a healer. Heal today, Lord. Touch today, Lord. Every ache and pain, Lord, heal on today, Lord. Heal our minds in the name of Jesus. Heal our hearts, Lord. You know what we need in the name of Jesus. Bless right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Apostle Deans now. I pray for him now. Cover him now, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God. I thank you for healing taking place right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for healing my heart. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for walking with me. Thank you for talking with me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my family. Thank you for blessing my children. Thank you for blessing my grandchildren. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise today, and I give you glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I don't care where they are. I don't care where they go, Lord. I'm asking you to keep them covered wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, bless right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling millionaires in this family, millionaires. I decree and declare today there will be millionaires in this family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. I bless your holy name. I give you praise today. I give you glory today. I hear you say doctors and lawyers. In the name of Jesus, prophets now, hun. I thank you for the Cunningham family. I thank you right now, hun. I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for where it started. And I thank you right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and I give you glory, Lord. And oh, yet I'm a seeker not. In the name of Jesus, so I pray for those that nobody else want to pray for. I pray for those that can't pray for themselves. I pray for the sick and the shedding. I pray for this virus, against this virus. I pray for the people, Lord. And I pray right now for those eating out of trash cans. And I pray right now for those that won't come on this line because they got bitterness in their heart. And I just pray for them now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless them, Lord, and heal their heart. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I glorify your name. I glorify your name, Lord. And Lord, bless those that's living in shelters, those sleeping in the park, in the train and bus station. Feed them and guide them, Lord. And thank you for a roof over their head. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that's confused, Lord. And I pray that they have peace in the name of Jesus in the midst of confusion. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for setting them free. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you, and I just ask you today to bless them all and keep them all covered. We pray for our enemies. Pray for those that try to despitefully misuse us, Lord, and pray for those that say all manner evil against us. Lord, I'm asking you to bless them anyway and forgive them for what they said and done against us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Lord. We give you praise for today. God is such a good God. I'm telling you, God still do miracles. God still work wonders. I'm telling you, all you got to do is have faith and believe. Have faith. Believe what you say. Decree and declare. And call it done. And watch don't it happen. God do it for me. He'll do it for you too. And I thank him for it today. I know he gonna do it. I know he gonna get to do it. Now we gotta walk in our calling. We gotta walk in faith. We got to walk in what we believe in. We got to live holy. I know this devil didn't want me to preach this sermon. He didn't cut the lights off on me. I couldn't even see no more. But it's all right because the devil is a liar. He's already defeated. We already got the victory. In Jesus' name, he can't stop what God already ordained. So the light ain't got to come back on. And nothing else. Because I'm preaching from the Holy Ghost. And not from the book. And not from the paper. You can't stop me. You should have killed me when you had a chance. But it's too late. God is my Father. In Jesus' name. I just want to thank everybody for being on our radio broadcast today. God is good. God is good. I know I upset him. He don't like me and I don't like him. But he turned the lights off on me down here. And it's all right because I can't preach it from the paper no way. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We just give God praise. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just thank and praise God that you all are, y'all on the radio broadcast, everyone on the radio broadcast. I give God praise today. I'm so encouraged. He can't do nothing to make me not encouraged. The devil is a liar. He is defeated. He is defeated. And Jesus is exalted. We're going to get ready. I'm going to get ready to close out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, and I ask you to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wherever they go, wherever they are, Lord, I ask you to send blessings. Encourage them, Lord. Let them have a visitation from you, Lord, a dream or something, a vision, so they'll know. So they'll give them a sign, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you today. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. God loves you all, and I love you too. I know we're getting through a little bit early, but it's okay. God loves you, and I love you too. You all finish having a good day. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.